This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You believe it's Friday already, and Jennifer, it's the last Friday of March.
Done.
March 30th is
upon us. No, I hate when we count our life away.
It's counting down to the end of your life here on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn doesn't like it. Victoria Keelan, she's kind of on it. Kara Shillen's excited because it means she gets to be a grown-up quicker. It's exciting stuff going on here.
Just what I always wanted to be.
Yay! All right, so let's see what's going on in the trend department, Victoria, other than how's Fancy Nancy, Mom? What's happening? Is she okay?
Mom's doing much better, thank you. Okay, yeah, good. She's doing much better, thanks.
All right, so what else have we got cooking?
Well, trending right now, Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly is talking about he underwent a 12-hour operation to remove oral cancer and have his upper jaw reconstructed. And so lots of football fans around the world sending love and thoughts and prayers to him. Of course, he's the former Buffalo Bills quarterback who led the team to an unprecedented 4 Super Bowls in a row in the 90s. And he was diagnosed with oral cancer in 2013 and had the first procedure done on his jaw. He went into remission and had chemotherapy and everything, and then it came back. And so now, on March 1st, he announced to his fans that the cancer had returned and that this time he had to have a much more invasive surgery, 12 hours on his jaw and then the reconstruction. So he is in recovery now, but of course trying to spread as much awareness for oral cancer as possible. It's one of those cancers that people don't seem to think about until it's too late. So he seems to be doing better now in recovery, but that's sort of the biggest sports story right now that's trending.
All right, let's find out if he was chewing tobacco while he was. My guess is, I don't know this, but those kinds of stories follow.
I'm guessing you're right.
That the insidious use of chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
There are more men who are either dying or having real serious problems with their throat, with their mouth, with their lips, with their gums, who chew that stuff because it's like you might as well just pour cancer into your mouth. That stuff is so bad. So anybody
typically you think
chewing,
of baseball players as doing it more than football players. But it's one of those things where you just sort of feel like, well, duh, but people, so many guys still do it. It's also a disgusting habit.
It really is a disgusting habit. Yeah. All right, another sports news. A couple of men were playing golf one day, and as they're about to start one of the holes, funeral procession goes by on the road beside the course. One of the golfers, named Harry, takes off his cap, stands with his cap to his chest, waits for the entire procession to go by. He then puts his cap back on and proceeds to tee off. A friend of his says, Harry, that was very nice on your part. Very thoughtful, very respectful for you to do that. Harry replies, well, I was married to her for 30 years. It was the least I could do.
Okay.
It's Friday,
not
it's
would you like another trending story?
Yes, let's have another trending story.
Okay, Heineken is in the news, and not for great reasons. They are being accused of pulling a Pepsi, which is now actually a verb, with a racially insensitive ad. That's their tagline is sometimes lighter is better. And in this particular ad, it's pretty much all, it features all African American people and a beer being tossed or being slid down the bar by the bartender passes all of the African American people and ends up with a light skinned sort of ethnically ambiguous woman. And then the tagline comes up, sometimes lighter is better. Obviously, this is just totally tone deaf, and Chance the Rapper actually called Heineken out, and Heineken pulled the ad, and then when people started seeing it, it just became one of those snowball effects. So Heineken apologizing, saying they were racially insensitive, and they've pulled the ad.
So did these sorts of things happen a lot? I'm not aware of this kind of stuff happening a lot before we became sensitive to these things? Are we more likely to notice these things now and not have noticed them before, or is it just that they are happening more now than they used to?
I don't know. You know, one of the interesting things about the conversation, and Chance the Rapper actually brought it up in his tweet, saying he didn't really want to tweet about it, but he felt like he needed to because someone needed to do something about it. But he was saying he thinks a lot of companies are doing or pulling stunts kind of like this because they know it will get conversation going around their company. Like, if you watch the commercial, it's pretty obvious how intense it is. I mean, it literally...
It's almost like it's on purpose.
Yes,
it's so blatant.
It's totally on purpose. And so it feels like they did it on purpose just because they wanted people to start talking about them. And I really don't know how I feel about that. I don't think it's a good decision on their part because people are so into boycotting companies now that I'm sure there are plenty of people who won't drink Heineken because of the commercial. But I don't know. Is it new? I'm sure there have always been insensitive commercials out there.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah. Mm.
Well,
I think before they were intentionally racist, probably to bring people in, right?
Is that why O.J. Simpson worked as salesperson for Hertz?
No, that's just because he was beloved at the time.
I don't think that had anything to do with it.
I think about this is terrible, but I think about the restaurant Sambo's.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, right?
Black Sambo's, it used to be called.
And there was a restaurant that was called
Black. Restaurants all through the South, the Midwest, Southwest, and
West
the name
Coast.
Of the
yeah.
West Coast was called Black Sambo's. And it was a Denny's kind of a joint.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people started chasing them around after the Civil Rights Movement started, it became Sambo's, but it never lost. It was always, even though they took it off the sign, took it off their corporate logo and off their name, they still, in everybody's mind, were Black Sambo's. And was it a black baby, Jennifer? What was the, on the logo?
It was like a small little black person. And the only reason I know about it is that my grandfather used to collect menus from everywhere he had ever been.
Uh-huh.
And when I was a kid, I used to love to play restaurants. So, you know, I'd make my grandma sit down at a table and then I'd hand her a menu and I'd take her order fake stuff. You know, that was my thing. And he would let me play with the menus that he had. And that was one of the things that I remember seeing as a kid going, what is this? And it was this little black baby or small child as the logo. Crazy. Yeah.
What was the intention of that marketing? It was
don't
black
even know.
Sambo's. Was it supposed to be a black version of Denny's, or was it supposed to be the opposite of that?
That was never clear. I never thought about that.
I don't think I ever went into a black Sambo's. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But it was kind of. It just.
That's just strange.
Seemed it didn't make. Now that Jennifer brings it up. Or Kara, it didn't make any sense. Or I can't remember if it did make sense. It may have been started by. Gil,
I'm sure it made more sense probably 55 years ago.
But it's
hard to explain or what they were going after. But I know it was racist, and that's probably ultimately what ended having them close down one by one across the country.
Yeah.
But when you were talking about this, that's the first thing that popped into my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Black Sambo's. Geez, I've forgotten about them, Jennifer. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the point really is
I never
is
went
to
one.
Maybe the point really is to ruffle feathers and get people talking about it. I mean, it's been closed for how long, and we're still talking about Black Sambo's now.
Yeah. I mean, it was closed when I was a little girl, so they've been gone for a long time. I just remember seeing that menu going, what is this, and asking my grandma about it.
Black
she
Sambo's.
Didn't really explain it.
Wow. That is a blast from the past. Whew. Well, and I wouldn't have known it because they didn't have them in the Northeast. I think when we traveled to my grandmother's house in Illinois, saw him in Ohio and maybe down in Florida back in the early 60s when we started going down there. Yeah, but that's a memory long gone, Jennifer. Thanks for opening up that wound.
No problem. I'm here to help.
Yeah, I know you are. 15
I just liked the little cute guy. That's all. He was so cute on the menu.
Well, you know what he looked like was the Black Pillsbury Doughboy in a sense.
Yeah, he was cute. He was adorable.
Yeah. That was kind of, as I'm now sitting here thinking about what he looked like. He looked like a Black Pillsbury Doughboy. And, you know, one wonders as you think about insensitivity, is it cool to make fun of a fat little baby with a hat on anymore? How long before that's going to hit the road?
I think
the Pillsbury Doughboy. Huh?
I think it did. I think it's hitting the road now.
What? Pillsbury Doughboy?
Or just fat babies in general?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Fat babies are cute, though.
Fat babies are good. It's
only
good
way to go.
A little fat on you. All right, let's talk about an opportunity that a lot of people have taken advantage of. All of us here are on Purity's Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Are you? Have you taken advantage of the opportunity? Yesterday, I sat in my office here as my pal Bob Kay came up to visit and do some work here and have a chat. And we were talking about the omega-3. He said, what omega-3s shall I get? Because we've often over the years talked about various combinations of how to get the omega-3s that you need. And I think we've been talking about it on the medical show, the omega-3s and how much better it is. Remember, Victoria, this week we had the information about the fish from the West Coast being better than the fish from the East Coast.
Right, farm-raised versus
wild.
Yeah,
on the East Coast is farm-raised. That's not as good for you as the fish that's raised or that grows naturally in the cool, crisp waters of the upper Northwest. So that's where we started the conversation. Then I said, well, you know, what we have available now that equals that quality is the omega-3 content of the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. So I picked up the phone and dialed 800-355-1493, like the big boys, and talked to a person. He's getting a free bottle, and then you sign up for, I think it's 3 months at a time. Once you try it, taste it, feel it, it really is an amazing product. And so I recommend that you do the same thing that my pal Bob did. Get on the phone, call 800-355-1493, and get yourself started with a free month. Purity is so sure that the Krill Omega 50 will work for you. That's why they're sending out the free bottle. It's Krill Omega 50, krill oil for your joints, your comfort, your flexibility, and the powerful way omega-3s take care of your heart, your cardiovascular system, getting the blood to your brains, to your muscles, all the things, that all the organs in your body. Everything needs to have more blood, and this is the way to get it. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Get to the phone and dial 800-355-1493. Get your free bottle. 800-355-1493.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh. Table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's get some foundation into television news now. 23 after the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and I observing. Well, I watched the second last scandal last night on ABC. Haven't watched it for quite a long time, so I've missed a number of episodes and don't understand why Olivia Pope was on the outs and everybody was angry with her. Apparently she lied to the president, and so now there's a big to-do because the vice president is trying to kill the president, and it's so anyway, she's been brought back in to the cluster. So let's see how everything gets saved in the next couple of episodes. That's my review. Anybody else had any television experiences last night that were good?
No, I didn't watch anything last night.
All right.
I'll catch up this weekend.
Let's see. Yeah, it'll be weekend catch-up time. Let's find out what's on tonight, Jennifer, and maybe some of the highlights of the weekend if we quickly have time.
Yeah, of course. Well, tonight, the season premiere of Gold Rush, Parker's Trail, airs on Discovery. Behold the Lost City of Gold is how this season is being
ridiculous.
Built. That's on
it's
Discovery
a,
at 9.
I watched that show. It's a ridiculous
They
show.
Might find gold, and when they do, you're going to be sorry, Stephen. You're going to be sorry.
This is a different show than that show where the guys just keep digging holes and stuff looking for buried treasure, right? That's a different
one. But it actually involves Gold Rush Breakout. Parker Schnabel, who ventures far from home to South American jungles of Guana for season 2 of his spinoff. So he was such a big star.
I can
see him looking for gold in South America.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Look, people like this stuff. All right, on Saturday, the big story will be the Final Four. The NCAA basketball tournament is going to start wrapping up. TBS has all of the action. You can check it out there this weekend. And Star Trek starts on MeTV. That's a big one. If you're a fan of Star Trek, you can watch it on MeTV tonight. Once Upon a Time is new on ABC, followed by Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and 2020 on CBS. It's an all-new night. MacGyver at 8, Hawaii 5-0 at 9, and Blue Bloods at 10. Dynasty is new tonight on the CW at 8. And Fox has a brand new episode of Master Chef Junior.
All right, I know what I watched also last night. I came in and turned on the TV, and LL Cool J is doing lip sync. And
the lip sync battle's fun.
Yeah, two of the stars of Star Trek were on. Zoe, what's her line? I never pronounced her last
Saldana.
Name. Saldana.
Saldano.
Yeah, and the other fellow who plays Spock. Whose name I can't remember.
Zachary Quinto.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So the two of them, it was really pretty entertaining. I haven't really watched that because I like LL Cool J, but it was really quite
entertaining. Didn't he do a rendition of George Michael on there?
Yes.
Feel like that's what he did.
Yes,
yeah,
he
that
did.
One was kind of
yeah.
old. I remember watching that on YouTube.
Was it? Okay,
yeah.
So it was a repeat?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really, it was quite well done. Did you think it was well done?
Yeah, he did a really good job.
Yeah,
I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, I remember a lot of leather.
Yes, he had a leather outfit on and a wig.
How did I forget?
Yeah, right, that's good memory. 26 past the hour, music news now. Elton John has been teasing his farewell tour. And speaking of leather, some of the costumes are on display now. After 50 years of music, he has decided and he talked about this with V Magazine, his influence on fashion and the tour costumes on his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour that starts this fall. For the farewell tour, the costumes are designed by Gucci's Alessandro Michel. Elton says, I've kept an archive of my stage costumes from the very beginning of my career. I'm surprised he fits into some of them. He's getting a little...
Well, I think they're redesigning them.
Probably.
Recreating them or reimagining them.
He says, seeing how Alessandro reinterpreted key looks for today's world, he's unearthed an exhilarating rush of emotions in me. I can't believe how sartorially crazy I was, particularly in the 70s. I feel so blessed to have been a songwriter and performer in the 70s. It was a decade with an unprecedented explosion of creativity, music, fashion, filmmaking. In addition to the tour of fashion, John and Michelle have collaborated for a Gucci capsule collection inspired by Levon. That was an interesting ballad, that song, Levon. The capsule features tote bags, T-shirts, sweatshirts, with vinyl artwork from the single. Not present in the capsule collection are glasses and Elton John staple. He says, I'm proud of the part I played in moving eyewear from function to fashion. So, something to look forward to. Oversized rhinestone glasses will be a part of it. I'm sure it's going to be an extreme no matter what. So the tour plans continue for Elton John. 28 after the hour.
Worldwide parenting. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In a meta-analysis of parenting, it was discovered that the number one parenting skill across all cultures is love. The more effectively parents can show their children love, the more effective they are as parents. You probably guessed that one, but can you guess number two, the second most important skill in regard to parenting? Well, this is an audio program, so I'm guessing you're shaking your head no, so I'll just tell you. It's how you deal with your own stress. That's right. The second most important parenting skill you can ever have is learning how to deal with your own stress. And that's probably because not only are your children watching and learning from what you're doing, but also because they are impacted by the energy you bring to them, even in the throes of stress. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
After the hour, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. That's controls in our studio in Washington, ready to enjoy the Passover weekend, the Easter weekend. It's Good Friday. Happy Easter to everybody. There are a lot of folks who are going to be going to church, going to the synagogue, celebrating. I don't know what the equivalent, usually there's an equivalent Muslim holiday around the Christian and Jewish holidays, but I don't know that there is one that is equivalent at this point. Anyway, my lawyer, who is Jewish, and I were talking about this last night, and how we continue. He doesn't understand what, you know, he knows what my feelings are about religion. He doesn't share them. He's quite a religious fellow and is quite spiritual as well. He's one of my favorite people, in fact. He and I have been friends for like 45 years. He's a really good guy, and so we were talking a little about, we had our meeting and did our legal stuff, and then we started talking about what we're doing this weekend. So he says to me, "What are you doing for Easter?" And I looked at him, I raised my eyebrow, I said, "I'm going to go to brunch at Bob's house and I'm going to spread manure." And he laughed, But he knew I was telling the truth.
Yeah.
Everybody has a different read on things, and I don't get in the way of anybody's beliefs. I think that Jesus was a fabulous healer, a fabulous human being, and it's too bad there aren't more like him around. But the people who are Christian will tell you that there is nobody who never was and never will be. And then there are others who will say, some of the Christian sects believe there's going to be another coming of Christ at some point. And there have been all kinds of... I remember when I was a younger broadcaster, I had an interview with a fella, actually a couple of times, who believed that there was that Jesus was walking above us, walking with us around again in the form of a person named Maitreya. I'm trying to remember what that guy's name was. He made a career out of it. A very nice fellow.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah. Now, you can look up Maitreya. I think it's M-A-T-R-E-A, if I'm not mistaken. So, anyway, happy Easter. What do? We have Easter egg hunts. We go have jelly beans. Here's the National Jelly Bean Day is coming up. The candystore.com website set out to rank America's favorite flavors of jelly beans. I introduced Miles to jelly beans last weekend, much to my chagrin, because Mother was not happy with me, because when she came through the door, Mommy, Mommy, I had jelly beans!
What does Megan say to you in those instances?
Yeah, she does. She says it's okay. It's Grandpa's turf. Those sorts of things. Anyway, but they stayed at my house.
Do they not let him have sugar? Is that what happens?
No sugar.
Wow.
Yep. And, well, they have ice cream. Brendan gives them. Brendan and I are the spoilers. Brendan gives them ice cream when he's with them on Sunday, because he spends the morning with them Sunday mornings. And then I give them things like jelly beans. What else do we have that was really a provocative insult to the parents? I don't remember what it was. So the flavors of jelly beans. Last year, the number one flavor was black licorice.
Ugh, that's my
awful
favorite.
Isn't it? Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's go through the list, according to candystore.com, of the top 10 jelly bean flavors. Those of you who haven't gotten your jelly beans yet, you'll know what to buy. 1.43 million pounds of the number one jelly bean sold in this past year. Six of the top 10 flavors are fruity. The rest are based on some other food. Shall we use the big voice to announce here, Kara? Or no, that's the Jennifer. She, I always like her.
Yeah, that always goes well.
You like torturing Jen with this.
Yeah. Okay. So.
We doing 10 of these?
Yes, we are.
All right. Here we go. Number 10.
Coconut.
Yum. Number 9.
Toasted marshmallow.
Yum. Number 8.
Green apple.
Number 7.
Orange.
Ugh. Number 6.
Pear.
Number 5.
Cherry.
Number 4.
Watermelon.
Number 3.
Cinnamon.
Number 2.
Black licorice.
Ugh. And the number 1 most favorite flavor of jelly beans is...
I don't get this at all. Buttered popcorn.
Oh, yeah. It's a Jelly
it's
Belly
so
flavor.
Oh. It is shockingly good. And it's one of my favorites.
If you mix it with the toasted marshmallow, it's really good.
Yeah. It actually really tastes just like buttered popcorn from the microwave. It's I don't know how they do it, but it is really good.
I have a strict belief that jelly beans should be fruity, and anything else is a lie.
Strict belief.
Yeah.
Really?
Have you ever had the buttered popcorn one?
Yeah, I don't know. It's called a jelly bean. Like, jelly to me is fruity, and
yes,
it should
right.
not be sulfur.
I'm with you, Kara.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm
where
with
are
you.
People getting these flavors anyway? Yeah. I like when I would buy the Starburst ones. I think that those are the best ones, and they're like the classic.
Those are
flavors.
Good. Yeah. My mom loves those. Did you guys have ever had the Harry Potter?
Oh God,
jelly
the
beans?
Birdie Bots where you get like boogers and
apparently,
like grass. And
Kara
stuff?
Has.
Yeah, they're like it's snot and cut grass and
I have
wax
avoided
and,
them because they sounded too gross.
It doesn't
do they taste
right.
bad?
Oh, yeah.
I've never. We played Russian roulette with them, but I lucked into just all the regular flavors, so not any of the weird stuff, but... Ugh.
I think if you're a Harry Potter fan, you have to just try them once, and then that's it. You don't have to, like, eat them on a regular basis.
All right. So, the next Easter story has to do with an ice cream chain that has been criticized, let's put it that way, put it nicely, facing backlash for... an offensive kind of ice cream. The new ice cream that they have is called Sweet Jesus ice cream. Andrew Richmond and Amin Toidai in Toronto are the ones who it's this the Christian community there is upset. One citizengo.org petition, which was got 11,000 signatures, claims the ice cream shops serve a blasphemy. All right. Choosing the name of our Lord for a brand of ice cream is totally offensive and revolting, the petition reads. However, this is anything but a mere mistake. The message is clear. Sweet Jesus is all about trashing Christianity and mocking the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. The petition references names of certain frozen flavors on the Sweet Jesus menu. The ice cream chain is called Sweet Jesus Ice Cream. The chain. They have Red Rapture ice cream. They do have Sweet Baby Jesus ice cream. Let's see here. They have 20 locations in Canada. There's one in Baltimore. Did you know that,
Karen? You can go do some research.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I guess I'll go eat some ice cream over the weekend.
They're going to open up one in Minnesota, the Mall of America. The co-founder said Sweet Jesus will stand by its name. Quote, we sincerely do not wish to give offensive indications show disrespect in any way toward anybody's personal beliefs. After a lot of thought, we've decided we will not make a change. Our experience tells us the majority of people understand we're not trying to make a statement about religion. So
they claim that the way they got the name is that when people taste something that's really good, they always say, Sweet Jesus. Baby Jesus.
Yeah.
That's where they...
How did that skip me? I don't know if I do that.
I don't know.
Well, are you anybody here offended by that?
I
wonder
if
people...
I love it.
Listening. You don't know if you love it?
I
don't know if I love it.
I honestly feel like people's bigger issue is sometimes the pictures that go along that Sweet Jesus has put out, they're kind of weird. They're kind of odd looking. Like one of their branding pictures is like a little girl holding an ice cream cone, and she's got bunny rabbit ears on, but she's got like almost demonic looking kind of eyes, and she's like missing some teeth in the front, and then she's got like ice cream drool down her face, like in a way that like if you were picturing a vampire, it would be like blood going down. I think that's where the issue is stemming from.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like it probably started with the name, and then they looked up the brand and they were like, what are these pictures? So I don't know. I think that's what's giving it a bad name, honestly.
I don't know that I'd love having an ice cream flavor called Sweet Baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little much.
It is interesting, though, because there's a beer out there. It's a stout. It's like a chocolate peanut butter, and it's called Sweet Baby Jesus. I haven't heard anyone have issues with that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun.
Might be how they're presenting it.
Yeah. Drunk. All right. In other religion news, a Florida crook must have known that he was doing something wrong while pulling a heist this week. That didn't stop him from doing it. Robber, unnamed by the police in Palm Beach, prayed for forgiveness while he was robbing a couple in their mobile home. He managed to escape after the prayer, taking with him all the cash and all the jewelry and everything that was of value in this house. I don't know how much jewelry there is in a mobile home. You can never tell. He left on a bicycle. But when he went into the home, he had a gun, held up the couple, and said, please forgive me, and he prayed with them. Okay. All right, so here's the story of a couple of bees who met in a field. One said to the other, how are things going? Second bee said, really badly. Weather had been cold this winter, wet, damp, no flowers, I can't make any honey. No problem, said the first bee. Just fly down 5 blocks and turn left. Keep going until you see all the cars. There's a bar mitzvah going on. All kinds of fresh flowers and fresh fruit. The second bee said, thanks for the tip. He flew away. A couple of hours later, the two bees ran into each other again. The first bee asked, hey, how'd it go? Second bee said, great. It was everything you said about it. Everything was there that you said. Plenty of fruit. A huge floral arrangement on every table. So the first bee says, what's that on your head? The second bee says, that's my yarmulke. I didn't want to have them think I was a wasp.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I was really scared where that was
Who
going.
Who writes
the
these things
time.
For you?
I have a feeling that Doug wrote it last night himself. He's like, you know what would be really funny? This joke.
Okay. It's National Take a Walk in the Park Day.
Perfect.
National take a walk in the park. Not the kind of walk that I mistook yesterday. He just walked. He's done. This is walk in the park day. This is beginning of springtime, kind of Easter. A lot of people take a walk after they have their big meal on Sunday, going to church or wherever. Nice leisurely walk in the park. Taking a walk in a local park is a really good way to clear your mind from the stresses of the day. I think taking a walk anywhere is great to re-energize yourself, improve your health. Does anybody take a walk and actually count their steps? I suppose there are people that are doing that now, right?
That's what pedometers are for, but
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, do you mean like actually counting steps yourself?
Well, when I go for walks with Miles, we count the stones.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure that that's what everybody does. I just thought it was kind of a nice way to think about how to approach this weekend. Because there are, what's the story with all the flowers and the cherry blossoms in Washington, Kara? That's got to be out. That stuff's got to be all over the place now, isn't it?
Yeah, most of the trees are blooming around here. I don't know if the cherry blossoms are in full bloom, though. I know that there's a run that goes through them, like a 10-mile run in a week and a half, so I think that they must be ready to go.
I always think April is the sort of magic month for that, right?
I think they, but it's been pretty
warm.
It just
snowed.
It just snowed, but it was also almost 80 degrees yesterday.
Yeah,
so,
it's gone. The snow goes in 5 minutes this time.
There's also a chance of snow on Monday, so cross your fingers for us.
Really?
It won't happen.
Nah.
So stupid.
Let me balance things out for you with a remarkable product from Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This is an amazing product in that it benefits you and your immune system to the nth degree. I've even had a little bit of bugga-bugga this week because of, I guess, after flying in a tin can back and forth across the country every week twice, may be exposed or have been exposed to something. A lot of my friends, one of my friends went in an ambulance last night to the hospital because he had such a bad stomach bug. And I'm always
that's
out.
What
he
my
listens.
Mom has.
Yeah, it's your
that
mother has
stomach
the same
virus.
Thing. Right.
The ER doctor said, "Oh, it's the new flu. So the flu is over now, or the worst of it is over, and now this stomach thing seems to be what's happening next."
Yeah, it's everywhere. So you want to balance your immune system. You got to get Fancy Nancy on Balance of Nature.
Yeah, for sure.
Bring the ones you have down to her, and we'll get you some more, Victoria. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables. They powder the fruits, dry them, and you have them in the capsule. The vegetables are cooked and dried, same thing. So you take one of each in the morning and one of each at night, and over the course of a month, these veggies from Balance of Nature, the fruits and veggies help boost your immune system over 700%. And when you go online to balanceofnature.com and use the code DJV, they'll provide you with a health coach at no charge to talk about any medical questions, health questions you may have. How about that for an interesting way to provide yourself with a little extra expertise? So check out all the testimonials that they have. There are all kinds of success stories all over the Balance of Nature website. But more importantly, get the product. Balanceofnature.com with the code DJV gets you the first month free. And then after that, special discount of 30% on all Balance of Nature products. Enhance your body and protect yourself from the bad ugga-buggas, says Uncle Doug. Get Balance of Nature products, balanceofnature.com. Use the special promo, DJV.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
After the hour now, it's time for our weekly overview of the hot hits in the world of technology, stories that have captured people's attention this week. And the reporter on duty is Victoria Keelan, who has gone through all of the info that's been presented this week, come up with the top five, starting with Craigslist and what they're doing with their personal section.
Yes, Craigslist announced that it will no longer operate the infamous part of their website called Personal Encounters. And the move comes just after the Senate approved of a bipartisan legislation called Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act. And the legislation, which is now waiting for President Trump's signature, would actually create an exception to what was a 1996 Communications Decency Act. And so essentially, they're holding websites responsible for aiding any type of sex trafficking operations. And so Craigslist has had there's no regulations for it. The Craigslist lets anybody post whatever they want. And so now they've had to take this section out because they could be sued for if anybody wants to go after them, they could be held responsible. So that's why there's no longer seeing you on the subway or wherever, you know, there's for every city, Craigslist has these random encounters, basically just people wanting to hook up. So not going to happen anymore. You'll have to find some other way to do that.
What a charming thought.
Yeah.
Number four this week, YouTube is cracking down.
YouTube is cracking down on gun videos. They announced restrictions on gun content. And so if there are any videos pertaining to individual gun sales or the manufacturing of firearms and ammunition, those videos are no longer allowed on YouTube. This is essentially, obviously this is related to the Parkland shooting, but this is really more about advertising. And advertisers have they're really pulling their weight, and they're just saying that if this kind of content is going to be allowed on YouTube or Facebook or wherever, that they're not interested in advertising there. So that's what YouTube is really responding to.
All right. Number three, Apple is extending a helping hand.
Yes, Apple is trying to take the classroom back from Google. Google and their Chromebooks have really been kind of the cornering the market for classrooms. And so now Apple released a faster iPad that's a cheaper model, but it also has the Apple Pencil, which allows kids to draw art projects. It's actually, the technology of it is really, really cool. Some of the animation and things that you can do with these new iPads is really amazing. And so Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, he took a panel of Apple workers to a tech high school in Chicago to test it out with the kids, and everybody really loved it. The new model will cost $299 for schools. You can buy that same model for $329 if you're a regular consumer, and they've lowered the price of the pencil as well. It's $99 now as opposed to $110. So that's they've also upped the storage capacity so kids can store bigger art projects.
Hmm. All right, getting to number two, focus on another big company, Google.
Google Maps, which is the most popular mapping app in the world, Google Maps they've made a lot of progress with a lot of different things, but there's a really big contingent of the population that has been left out of Google Maps, and that's the wheelchair accessible people. And so now, which is actually millions of people, and so now they've actually said, okay, we're going to revamp Google Maps, and now when you look at public transportation navigation options, it will include a wheelchair accessible feature, so you can filter that out if you need to ride the bus, the train, subway options, any other place that you would be traveling that would have a physical limitation for someone who is wheelchair bound. And so right now they've launched it in six major cities: London, New York, Tokyo, Mexico City, Boston, and Sydney, and they're going to start rolling out into suburbs and any other areas that have a heavy public transportation presence. And this also applies to moms. This is going to be great for moms as well, because if you're pushing a stroller, you can't navigate the way a regular person without a stroller can. And so you can also, or if you're on crutches like Kara was, you can also use that new feature, and it will help you get around better.
All right, number one tech story of the week is a focus on Facebook. Man, everybody is they're losing out by the thousands here.
This is the story that just, it won't go away. And the number one story really is how many people are deleting their Facebook pages and deleting their data. The most shocking thing, people are downloading the archive to see exactly what Facebook has saved of their data, and people are just outraged. They're finding not only their own text message transcripts, they're finding phone numbers from people who don't even have Facebook that are in their phone. It's really,
they really
scary.
They shot themselves in the foot this time.
They really did. It's scary.
Yeah. A lot of people, both my children are off Facebook under the circumstances. I can understand why. A lot of you have probably dropped out as well. That's it. The overview of the top five tech stories this week. Thank you, Victoria. 59.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.